Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Eulalie Wickham-Ashby. And today I'm deeply honored to have Sherry Bishop from the Central Bank of Barbados in the studio to chat with me about the new currency that will come into circulation very soon. Welcome to the program, Sherry.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
It's my pleasure. So, Sherry, tell us a little of who you are and your role at the Central Bank.
Okay. I'm the Senior Communications Officer at the bank. One of the things I've been working on is the new series of banknotes, because we understand that this is a major change for the public, and we want to make sure that the public is aware of and comfortable with the notes before they come out, and they know what is happening and they're not confused about it. So I'm here in that capacity to explain about the notes to help people feel more comfortable with the transition.
Nice. So, Sherry, tell us why the change. Why are we having new currency at this point?
Okay. So one of the things that the central bank does periodically is to kind of review our banknotes, look at the security features, how they're performing, what is new in terms of anti-counterfeiting technology, and to incorporate security features that are harder to counterfeit, but easy for people to authenticate into a new series of banknotes. In previous years, what would have happened between, say, 1973 and 2013 is we would do these upgrades without really making any major changes to the design of the note. In 2013, for those who are old enough to recall, we did an overhaul of the design, and that's what we're doing again this time around. In addition to changing the design, we are making changes to the material that notes are made of. So we are using polymer, which is a plastic substrate, this time around, which means that in addition to a new look, the notes will have a new feel. The reason that we're changing the polymer is, as I said, to make the notes more secure, and also because there's a durability aspect of it as well. So polymer is a more durable substrate, which means the notes will last longer. If it feels as though we changed just the other day, when you think back to 2013, and your cell phone back in 2013, the capabilities that it had then versus the capabilities of smartphones now, you realize just how much technology has changed. And while you may not think of it that way, a banknote incorporates a lot of technology as well. So the change is basically to make the notes more durable, which means they'll last longer, and also to make the notes more secure so that you can be confident that the banknotes you have in your pocket are real.
And of course, more accessible as well to a specific population of our community. So tell us now about some of the new features. Let's start with the type of material that will be used to produce the banknotes.
So yeah, there are a couple of things. I just want to go back a little bit. One of the things that we've done for years is we've had different colors on our banknotes, which may seem like a small thing, but if you think about, say, the US dollar, where the notes are essentially the same color, for people who can see but not, can't necessarily see well, that can pose a challenge in terms of differentiating between denominations. So we've always had different colors on our notes, and that in itself helps. What we've done this time around is to enhance the colors, make them brighter, try to increase the contrast between denominations. So that's one aspect of it. There is also the fact that on these notes, the denomination numerals are bigger. So again, if you can see, but you can't really see, you can't see as well perhaps as other people may be able to, the large denomination numeral can help you to differentiate between, say, a 2 and a 10. But what I think you're referring to is the switch to polymer, because of the material, has allowed us to incorporate some tactile marks. So these would be very, very useful for people who are fully blind. What we've done on the notes is to have a unique shape for each denomination. This is something that we tried back in 2013 when we used to use paper. But what we found is that as the notes got older, the notes, the dots would wear down some. Fortunately, because of the switch to polymer, which is a different material, and the process is different, we're able to incorporate these raised marks, which will allow people to differentiate a 2 from a 5, from a 10, from a 20, from a 50, from a 100. So if I may, I'll just kind of go through what shape is on each denomination.
And Sherry, as you go through the notes, you tell us the color of each note as well.
Sure, no problem. So the $2 note is blue, and on the back of the note, top right hand of the note, there are these raised marks, these raised dots, and these dots form two lines. So that is indicative of the $2 note. So if you think Roman numerals, it helps a little bit. So if for those who are familiar with those, so you have two lines on the two, which is a blue denomination, two lines, two raised dots in the shape of two lines. On the $5 note, the $5 is green. On the back of it, we have an inverted triangle. Again, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with Roman numerals, but for those who are, five in Roman numerals is a V. So what we've done is, instead of a V, we did an inverted triangle. The $10 note, that is brown. And on the back of the note, some raised dots in the form of an X. On the 20, and this is different if we're talking Roman numerals, however, because we wanted to make sure that this difference between the shapes was very distinct. So on the back of the 20, which is purple, we have a circle, raised dots that form a circle. On the 50, which is an orange banknote, we have an L, raised dots in the form of an L. And on the back of the 100, which is gray, we have raised dots in the shape of a square. So those are the different shapes. They feel quite different. So they should be very little confusion for people who are trying to use those to differentiate between their different denominations.
Wonderful. And it does help, because if you have sensitive fingertips, you're able to easily distinguish and differentiate those dots and know which denomination the currency is. And I know that in Canada and some of the Eastern Caribbean islands, they have already made the switch to polymer notes.
Yeah.
And yes, and I think it's extremely beneficial because, as you said, it's durable. So if we get wet, if it's in the wash, it stands up.
Yes, it does. And it's polymer is non-porous. So if your notes get wet, you just take a piece of tissue and wipe them off. If you spill your drink on your bank notes, you can just take a damp cloth so that it wouldn't be sticky and wipe them off. So that's one of the things that the enhanced durability helps us with, because then you don't have to worry about that. They don't tear as easily. And again, so that's the durability part of it. But again, as I said, because of the switch in the substrate, we're able to incorporate these dots as well, which aren't going to wear down as easily. And as you said, for those who are able to, who have sensitive fingertips, they can feel the dots and get a better understanding of what denomination they're dealing with, independent in that way.
And I must add that, Sherry, the color, being able to have the contrast, allows persons with low vision, or as some people would say, visually impaired people, to really differentiate the currency. And another category of persons that we often forget are those persons who are unable to read, they're print impaired. So again, the raised dots as well as the color of the banknotes assist those individuals in being able to identify their own money.
Yes, I agree with you. That is definitely true. Because if you think about it, and you have a series of banknotes in your hands, a number of different Barbadian banknotes, at a glance, if you're able to see, you can tell the difference. So the colors really do play into that in understanding it without having to read what the denomination is or to look at the numeral. Because even though we've made some changes to the design, we haven't changed the base color is brighter, yes, but the base colors remain the same, which, through continued use, people get familiar with. So I think that is something that is particularly helpful, as you said, for those who are print impaired.
Yes. Now, Sherry, you mentioned before the security features. So tell us about some of these security features, because it's really essential in this age to secure our own money and avoid a lot of the fraud and, the counterfeiting that can happen and does happen.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, one of the additional ways that the raised marks do work is they kind of double as a security feature, because the way that we see a lot of counterfeits made, very simple, you know, very very straightforward with not too much effort, not too sophisticated. So just the idea, the first thing that we tell people when we're training them how to use banknotes and to authenticate banknotes is to run their fingers over the raised areas of the notes, and in particular with this series, over those same raised dots. So that in and of itself is also a security feature. The second one that will be very, very easy, because we do want to make the security features as simple and straightforward and easy to use as possible, is that at the bottom of the notes, there's actually a transparent window. So you can actually see through part of the banknotes. So all you'll need to do is to hold up your note, look, and if you should be able to see through your note. You can, you know, run your finger from left to right across it. And that is a security feature as well, because what we've seen, what tends to happen in polymer notes when people attempt to copy counterfeit polymer notes, is that they try to do it on paper, which obviously you're not going to be able to see through. So that is an easy and very simple, very quick security feature to check for. Within that transparent window, we have some images printed. And on the lower denominations, it kind of gets like a pearl-like sheen. So that's a 2, 5, and 10. The image in the transparent window gets this kind of pearl-like look that when you tilt the note, you can see it kind of catching the light. And on the higher denominations, the 20, the 50, and the 100, the image inside of the transparent window actually is a hologram. So it will change color. It will catch the light. It might even look like it's moving slightly. So those are three security features. And then there's just one other that I will add. At the top of the notes on the right-hand side, there's a broken trident. When you're looking at the note flap, when you hold up to light in the broken trident, you'll see the denomination numeral appear. So four very quick security features, one that involves feeling the note, feeling the raised dots. The other one is look for that transparent window, see if you can see through the note. And then while you're doing that, you're also going to see the image in the center, that as you tilt the note, it's going to move around. It's going to move around a lot more. Sorry, catch the light. It's going to catch the light a lot more on the 20, 50, and 100. And I would say that I'll mention that the image inside the transparent window is the same as the images on the back of the notes. So on the back of the $2, for example, we have a windmill. And in that transparent window is another image of the windmill, that when you tilt it, that smaller image of the windmill catches the light. On the $100 note, the back of the $100 note has the Grant Adams International Airport. In the transparent window on the $100 note is the airport. And when you start tilting the note, you're going to see that the airport actually starts to change color. So those are three. And then, as I mentioned, within the little broken trading at the top, if you hold it up, you'll see the denomination come up. So four very quick and easy to use security features. They're also using features you can see with an ultraviolet light, and that would be very useful to people in shops, for example. But I think for the average person, just checking their notes very quickly, feeling those raised dots, looking through the transparent window, tilting the note to see the smaller image in the transparent window catch the light, those are the three. And then the final step, looking for that denomination in the broken trading.
Great. And the Central Bank of Barbados is satisfied with these security measures, these security features.
Yes, counterfeiting actually isn't a major problem in Barbados. The incidences of counterfeiting are quite low. So this is not to remedy a counterfeiting situation. This is more preventative to make sure that we don't find ourselves in that situation. So we are happy that these security features are difficult for counterfeiters to simulate and that they're easy for the public to authenticate, especially given the fact that we don't have a serious incidents. We don't have serious incidences of counterfeiting in Barbados. There aren't too many, but we want to make sure that there are as few as possible. And so, yeah, we think that this grouping of security features, and there are more, we have information about them on our website, which is centralbank.org.bb. Just to repeat that again, www.centralbank.org.bb. We have even more security features that we can go through, but I just wanted to highlight, you know, three or four that are very quick to check. So we're happy about that, definitely. We think that it's easy for people to use.
Yes, very happy to hear this type of information being shared, because it allows us to, as a country, to feel more secure with our own banknotes, our currency.
Yes.
Now, Sherry, what happens to the old money? How will it be taken out of circulation? And when will the new currency go into circulation?
So the new banknotes go into circulation on Monday, December 5th. On that day, what will happen is we will issue them to the commercial banks. Commercial banks will stock their ATMs, make them available to their customers at the counter. Basically, the way that you normally get your money, you'll be able to get it. What you will not be able to do is to come to the central bank. So that's, you're not going to get your notes from the central bank. And it will take a while, a couple of weeks maybe, before you see them in wide circulation. During that time and after that time, you can continue to use your older banknotes. So the ones from 2013, the ones from before. Any banknote that we've issued, you can continue to use. So older banknotes, there's no rush to get rid of them. You could continue to use them. Even as you see more and more polymer banknotes in circulation, you can continue to use the old paper notes. How they will eventually come out of circulation is that as they become worn, as they become damaged, we will withdraw them from circulation. When the banks deposit, we'll take those out. But it's not a case of after a certain date, you won't be able to use the notes. That's not going to happen. We have not set a date as yet, a date in terms of you cannot use the notes after this date. So you can continue to use the paper bank notes. How they'll be removed as they get old, as they get worn, we will take them out of circulation and replace them with the polymer bank notes. But I know that's a concern people have because I know a lot of the agents like to put down money and maybe worry that they now have to gather that up and get that exchange. You don't. Or maybe worry that they've forgotten where they hit some money and they hit it too well, and they don't want to lose out. That's not an issue. The new notes will go into circulation on December 5th. On that date, continuing from that date, you can use the paper and the polymer. They'll be in what we call post circulation, and it's just that as the paper bank notes get older, you lose them, and so you'll be seeing more and more polymer bank notes.
Excellent, excellent. And now let us turn our attention to the overall picture of our currency in Barbados and your projections from the central bank. What are some of the projections for the currency?
Well, I know that there are people who are wondering about introducing new banknotes at a time when there's so many alternative forms of payment. And the central bank itself is advocating for greater use of digital payments. But what we are seeing is less cash and not cashless. So we want to, we know that there are people who prefer to use cash for all of their transactions, or there are people like me who use cash sometimes and use a debit or credit card sometimes. And those people, they still need cash. In fact, in 2021, the value of cash in circulation was $960 million. So obviously, cash is still very, very, very popular. And even as more people use debit cards, credit cards, or mobile wallets, there's still going to be that demand for cash. And our commitment is that as long as people need cash, we're going to make sure it's available, and we're going to make sure that it is as secure as possible. So in terms of projections, I can't say, well, cash is going to be represent this much of payments in 10 or 20 years. But what I will say is that it remains popular, because most people, I think, do use some combination of cash with something else. And
Yes.
as long as there's that demand, we're going to meet it, and we're going to make sure that the notes are secure.
Now, Sherry, I forgot to ask you a bit earlier, so I'm going to ask you now. As you looked at introducing new currency with new security features and other measures to accommodate different sections of our population, what type of research was done by the central banks to ensure that you provided the best available, accessible notes to the public?
Okay, so broadly speaking, one of the things that we do is we look to see what is happening in the industry in terms of security features, in terms of the materials the banknotes are made of, in terms of what features are there to make the notes more accessible. And so that's the basis of our research. From there, however, we met with representatives of the Association for the Blind and Deaf to get a sense of what types of features they wanted. So it's one thing to say, well, here are the trends, these are the things that people have been doing, which gives us options. But then we met with them, we took the representative of the company that prints our banknotes with them to find out, okay, what is it that you're looking for? What are you interested in seeing on the notes? And they made some suggestions. We confirmed with our banknote manufacturers that those things were possible. They said, yes, they are. And so we then came up with, based on their recommendations, we came up with some options, went back to them. They, they kind of played around with the notes, kind of tested out the notes, and this is what we are happy with. And so that's kind of how we ended up with the specific raised marks that we're dealing with, how we knew that we needed to amp up the color on the notes a little bit. That's how we came up in terms of accessibility with the notes, the combination of what's happening in the industry and then the specific needs of the Barbadian population.
Well, Sherry, I want to congratulate you and your team, and indeed the management of the Central Bank of Barbados for incorporating the views of persons with disabilities. As I pointed out earlier, the features certainly will help, particularly the blind, the visually impaired, those with print impairment, and another grouping of individuals that we oftentimes forget about are those with mild intellectual challenges who have, that measure of understanding that they can also use the features to be able to distinguish their currency and learn and use it effectively as they do their various purchases and so on. So thank you, thank you, thank you for incorporating our views into the production of this new currency.
Well, we felt this was something that was very important. So you're welcome, but let's just say that we understand that notes are universal, that everyone uses them, and we want everyone to have the same ease of use as much as possible. So we really did,
Great.
we wanted to make sure that everybody had access to these notes, and we looked for a way to do it, and the change to polymer really allowed us to make some changes to improve upon what we started back in 2013.
Okay. Now, Sherry, is there any other points you would want us to discuss?
There are just a couple of things I want to reiterate. First of all, to say that the notes are coming on December 5th and that people will get them through the commercial banks. So you can look out for them in the coming weeks, in the weeks that follow December 5th. The second thing is that the notes are more secure, but I don't want people to come away thinking that the notes are impossible to counterfeit. There is no such thing as a note that's impossible to counterfeit, because once you accept a banknote, however similar or dissimilar it is from a genuine, the counterfeiter is successful. So these notes are more difficult to counterfeit, but you still need to do your part in terms of learning the security features, which, as I said, we will be posting more information about on our website, which is centralbank.org.bb. Wanted to say the notes are durable. It will require a change in how you handle the notes, but that is true of most things in life. When you progress, you do need to adapt a little bit. We have information about how you will handle polymer notes as well. As I said, things like you can just need to wipe them off if you get them wet and so on. Other than that, I encourage people to look out for their notes, learn how to use them, and obviously our website is a resource. Our social media pages are a resource as well. If you have any questions about it, you can also email newnotes@centralbank.org.bb. And I think I've shared enough information. I don't want to overwhelm anyone with that. But we are very, very happy to be issuing banknotes, which we are very proud of. They're very Barbadian in terms of how they look, the features on them. They're secure, they're durable, they're long-lasting, and they're a lot more accessible than what we've had before. We're very, very, very happy and very proud of.
Indeed, Sherry. Can you provide us with the email address again?
Sure, it's new notes, newnotes@centralbank.org.bb. If you have any questions about the notes, you can send them there. You can also visit our website, www.centralbank.org.bb.
Fabulous. Well, Sherry, I want to say a very special thank you for coming and sharing with us about the new banknotes or a new currency that really looks fabulous, and I am eager to use the currency. So thank you again for making it very accessible to persons with disabilities and easier for us to independently use this currency, whether it's to pay bills or to just spend. We want to say thank you. Thank you to the Central Bank of Barbados.
Thank you for having us.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Eulalie Wickham-Ashby, and my very special guest, Sherry Bishop from the Central Bank of Barbados. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. And you can email us at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. Remember, you can listen to this and past episodes of Vision by going to the VOB929.com website. Look for the tag Vision, and there you are. So until next week, take excellent care of yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.